Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the times the credit can cross-reference.
You know, it may be bankruptcies that show that they not discharge, tax liens, delinquencies, things like that that have not been satisfied, that have been satisfied, and it's showing up on your credit. Credit inquiries don't that you might not know. Somebody may have pulled your credit report and you didn't even know it. You didn't authorize it. Well, you have the right to have a 100% accurate credit report. As a consumer, you have the right to have a 100% accurate credit report. Credit bureaus are not governmental agencies. They're private businesses, and they're private businesses that are governed by the Federal Trade Commission that basically lay down these laws that these companies have to abide by. The credit bureaus are required to provide a toll-free number on your credit report so that you can call if you have a question and you need any assistance. I'm here to tell you that if your credit report is not accurate, then you need to get down to getting that fixed. Now, the number one question that a lot of people have when it comes to their credit report is, how long will these negatives be on my credit report? How long will they stay with me? Well, let's examine that. Let's look at bankruptcies first. Chapter 7 bankruptcy filings can be reported for 10 years from the date that it was filed. So Chapter 7 can report for 10 years from the date it was filed. A Chapter 13 bankruptcy stays on your report for 7 years from the date of filing. 7 years from the date of filing. Note that these are from the date of filing. So so you need to understand that whatever that date was that you found, that's how long it's going to be, 7 to 10 years. Let's look at civil judgments and things like that. Even nowadays with arrest records showing up on your credit report, any public information that is about you cannot be reported no longer than 7 years from the date of entry. So if something was put on in 2000, it cannot be on in 2008. That's just the way it is. So that could be something. Paid tax lien. Once a tax lien is paid, the penalty will remain on your credit report for 7 years from the date the lien was satisfied. Not the date that it was put on, from the date that the lien was satisfied. So you could legitimately have a loan, have a tax lien on your credit report from 2000 to and you don't finish paying for it until 2010, and then it's going to stay on your record for 7 years from the date that you finish paying for it. That's how that works. Unpaid tax liens can remain on your credit report for up to 15 years or until it is paid. So if it's an unpaid tax lien, it is definitely going to follow you. Collection and charge-off accounts. Any credit or loan account that has been moved to a collection status, these things stay on your record for 7 years. Any other adverse information, such as other collection accounts and, employment, like unemployment sometimes shows up on your credit report, utility bills, anything that's unpaid, 7 years. Now, if you have some of these things that are on your record, you want to do what you can to get them off. I can't tell you how many times that I've seen people that have, I've looked at credit reports and people have items on companies that are no longer even in business. So, years ago I had when I was younger, and it's no secret, I had a repossession probably about 20 years ago, and what ended up happening was the company was out of Texas, and I happened to look at my credit report, and I didn't know, I kind of found out by accident, there was some inaccuracies on the report. And so what ended up happening was I disputed it because I needed it to be accurate, and then it came off. So when it came off, something, I was just like, they took it off. So I just wanted to double check, and I looked and I tried to call a company, and they were out of business. So it taught me that if the company is not in business, then they can't report accurate information. And remember, it is your right to have accurate information on your credit report. And so if a business is closed down, then that is pretty much it to, you know, being able to have something on your credit report. Now, basically what happens is that if you, how the law states is that, and it may vary from state to state because I know people are listening to me from all around, basically you the credit bureau has 30 days to respond to anything dealing with a dispute. So they have 30 days by law to investigate and respond to you within 30 days. They may find that you're right, the information was inaccurate, and they will take it and change whatever needs to be done. But it could also work where they say, oh, you know what, the situation, we tried to contact, because understand, when you contact them, they're going to contact the creditor that's on your bureau. Now, that creditor is on your bureau. Let me give you an example. Let's say that somebody had a it was a car repossession. You got a car repossession on your credit report. Well, you dispute this in the middle of December. So you dispute this in the middle of December, and what ends up happening, because it's the end of the year and it's the transition of the new year, well, that particular place is not going to have the time to get back with you in a reasonable amount of time. So remember, the credit bureau has 30 days for their investigation to be complete. If that is not complete in 30 days, then that item has to come off your credit report. And so they can find that that place was not able to return their call or didn't answer their inquiry. And so because of that, they have to take it off your credit report. These places don't realize or know whether this item is real, whether this item is not. They just understand that the they have to investigate it, and if it's wrong, they have to take it off. That's just the bottom line. And it is no way around this. This is something that you need to understand. Now, there's a lot of ways and a lot of books and a lot of research that you can find online, and we want to welcome a new caller, a 957 number. There's a lot of information that you can find online about exactly how to write a letter as far as the credit bureau to have something taken off. You want to make sure you include your name, your address, your Social Security number, any account numbers at the top of the letter. You want to write the letter by hand. It's easier to read. I always do them by hand. You want to keep the letter brief and to the point. You want to describe exactly what is wrong and needs to be done to correct it. Please be very descriptive when you do that. You let them know what is wrong and what needs to be done to correct it. You want to send that letter certified mail with a return receipt. That is your receipt to show that the item was taken off. You want to make sure that you include any documentation that you have. Always include copies and keep originals for your records. You want to keep a copy of the letter that you sent and keep a copy of any correspondence that you received. This will give you an opportunity. This will give you an opportunity to just be taking care of business the right way. If you believe there's an error on your credit report and the dispute isn't resolved in your favor, then the next step is that you have the right to add a 100-word statement to your credit profile with each of the credit bureaus, explaining your side of the story. This may not be helpful in one instance because a lot of the banks that would consider you for credit are not going to care what your story is. However, since new creditors and lenders reviewing your credit report may not read the statement, it's much better to try to get the errors corrected. So the statement is they have to allow you to do that, but they don't really look at, the creditors are not going to read letters on what happened. They're just not. They're going to go exactly with what has been reported. They're going to go exactly with what's been reported. Now, here's an example. I just want to kind of give you an example of a letter. Basically, it says it has your Social Security number on there, your address, and a date, and it says, I'm writing to dispute two mistakes on my credit report. And then what you do is you list the account number, and then this account is not mine. I do not have any accounts with this lender. That's pretty much it, short and to the point. Here's another account, auto loan. Same thing, this account shows an incorrect balance. I paid this loan off over a year ago. Please update my file. So both of those, two different situations, one disputing the account, one disputing the balance. Thanks in advance for your efforts to clear these errors up, sincerely, and you just sign your name. So you sign your name and you go ahead and you send that off. You go ahead and you send that off. And then you're going to have to wait it out. Remember, it's 30 business days. It's 30 business days. It's not 30 days. It's 30 business days. So that's Monday through Friday. That's Monday through Friday. And it's no guarantee that this information is going to come off. It's no guarantee that this information is going to come off. But it is important for you to understand that there is a time period. The clock is ticking once you drop this in the mail. The clock is ticking once you drop it in the mail. So let's say that you've done everything that you can do as far as the you've done everything that you can do as far as rebuilding, trying to rebuild your credit, disputing the items that are on there. And now you want to see, okay, well, this is exactly where I'm at with my credit. This is exactly where I'm at. So, you know, what's the next step? First of all, you need to understand how these how things show up on your credit report. When you file bankruptcy, your credit reports will list the bankruptcy as well as the individual debts that are included in the bankruptcy. So it can be, if you got 10 credit cards and you got 10 and you got the bankruptcy, it's going to show the bankruptcy filing, and it's going to show bankruptcy next to 10 of those credit cards. And let's say you were to dispute the bankruptcy, well, that item still might show, the individual accounts may not be removed from your credit report or vice versa. So, you know, it's important to understand that when you are disputing, you need to understand exactly what's out there. Collection accounts, a lot of times collection agencies, what they'll do is they'll say, hey, if you pay me, you know, you owe us $1,000. If you pay me $500, what we'll do is we'll remove the item from your credit report. Understand this. They are not required to do that. However, they usually, will try to work with you, but that's not something that they are required by law or anything to do. So you got to be real careful with that. When you co-sign for somebody on an account, you agree basically that you're responsible. And if negative items show up on their report, guess what? Negative items are going to show up on your report. I've had people that have 800 and 700 credit scores. They co-sign for somebody that has a 500 credit score, and that 500 credit score doesn't take care of the obligation. And so the negative shows up on the person with the higher, the 700 and 800 score, and it brings their credit score down. So instead of the person that co-signed trying to help lift up this person, because of their payment history, the person's credit that was good turns to bad, and that's not a good thing. So be very, very cautious when you're co-signing for somebody, because I would always tell people, don't co-sign for something that you can't afford to pay on your own. If you can't afford to pay it, if it goes bad, you are rolling the dice too much. There are a lot of times some people go into credit counseling. So when you go into credit counseling, a lot of times it's kind of a different form of bankruptcy. It will show up on your credit report. I've seen people that have accounts and the banks won't touch them because they're basically in a counseling service to get their debt under control. and so the banks will not touch them. So, you know, that's something that you need to understand if you are going into credit counseling. You know, divorce is a big issue. I've seen divorce destroy so many credit reports over the years. I was talking to a gentleman just the other day. He was paying his wife, you know, he was basically paying the car payment. He was just giving the money to his wife. And this is before they were even on a divorce situation. He'd give the money to his wife, and she would spend it every month and never made the car payment. They finally, when they were going through a divorce, they finally called him and said, hey, listen, you know, you haven't made a payment in 5 months. He said, no, I've been making a lot of payments. He said, well, no, we never received one payment. And he realized at that point that his wife had not been making the payments that he for the money that he had been giving her, and it actually hurt him. And so, you know, I say make every effort to, if you have any joint accounts, to monitor them on a daily basis. The reason I say on a daily basis is because if, things can happen. If you don't do it on a daily basis and you do it once a week, you may not catch something right away. If something jumps off on your credit report that you don't like, late payment shows up, you can immediately address it and deal with it versus it happening 12 months down the road. And now you got 12 late payments. So you want to be able to deal with a problem pretty much right away. Medical collections. Now, medical collections, even though they do affect your credit bureau, medical collections and student loans don't necessarily stop you from getting credit. Medical collections, nobody has control over when they get sick and what they have to do to get back and all that. So banks understand that. That's not like you took out a loan for a car and couldn't pay for it. You had to go to the hospital. That's how they look at medical collections. Student loans, everybody has student loan problems. Everybody out here has a student loan that they're dealing with. So student loans, again, not the kiss of death when it comes to getting a car, but they're delinquent, a lot delinquent, it may cause an issue, but as a whole, if they're, sometimes you have your loans in forbearance or sometimes the balances are not super high or whatever, a lot of times that can be worked to your behalf, and you can, you know, get into a better overall situation. Now, there are, I want to warn you, there are a lot of credit repair companies across the country. And these credit repair companies, I would say that, half of them are probably good. I would say the other half are probably bad. And I've heard, and this is all from people I've heard, I've never dealt with one, but this is from information that I've heard. And I hear more bad stories than I do good stories. One of the things that I say is that a lot of times when you go to these credit bureau places, they're going to give you a long list and guarantees of what they can do, but typically they'll tell you that it takes anywhere from 7 to 8 months, 9 months. So now you pay them in full whatever or pay them half, whatever it is, and then you really have to wait for that time period to see whether or not they can do something. And I've seen people that have paid as much as $800 for credit repair and never got anything done on their credit report. And when they contacted the company, 8 months down the road, the company was no longer in existence. So it's important for you to understand that these companies out here do exist. I personally say that you don't have to get financed. I mean, you don't have to go to one of these credit repair companies and make an $800 payment to them and then let them do it. You can do it yourself. And this is what this show is about doing it yourself. So remember, the way that you do it yourself is that you get a letter. You write a letter. Well, first of all, you get the three copies of your credit bureau. Once you get the three copies of your credit bureau, then you write a letter that basically states, hey, this is what I'm disputing. You get right to the point. You make sure you send a certified mail. You make sure you keep the date, and they have 30 days from the date that is sent from the date they receive it, because they're going to sign for it. So that's your receipt of the signature and the date, and the clock is ticking once they sign it. And they know it, and if they know it and you know it, then you have a chance of having some information taken off your credit report. So it is very, very, very important to understand these different things. Now, real quick, on once you look at trying to repair your credit, it is a situation that you need to figure out a way that you can start to rebuild your credit. Well, you've seen an influx of these secure credit cards that float around. You got to be careful with those, because you got to make sure that if you're using a secure card for the ability to be able to have it report on the credit bureau, then you want to make sure they do report to the credit bureau, because you may have a card and you may be using it and everything, and they don't report to the credit bureau. Well, guess what? If they don't report to the credit bureau, it's like you never had that card. So you want to make sure that if you get a guaranteed credit card that you use that. And trust me, it will definitely help you as a way to open up the door. Now, my expertise is cars. They call me the car man for one and only reason, and that's because I help people just like you make better car buying decisions. There are a lot of you out here that are listening to me, and I'm here to tell you that one of the easiest ways for you to rebuild your credit and lift your credit score is to get a car loan. And a car loan is going to immediately, most of them, if you buy, unless you buy it from one of these small used car lots, most of the car loans are going to be show up on your credit report immediately. And so when they show up on your credit report, every time it's going to increase your score, and then every time you make a payment, it's going to increase your score. So ultimately, your car loan is one of the easiest ways to build your credit. I've helped a lot of people that have not repaired their credit, and what they've done is that they have had some terrible credit, but we were able to get them a car. They made all their payments on time, the credit score went up, and they went from buying a used car to buying a brand new car, and in some instances, buying a house. So it is definitely something that is out there, and it's definitely something that is beneficial to you as far as a car situation and building your credit. So I hope you were able to get some information from me on this show, and I hope that you will use whatever information I have to help your situation. Don't forget, I am a resource for you if you're looking to purchase a car, wherever you're listening to me from. If you're looking to purchase a car and you have just the willingness to say, I want to do it the right way, I definitely want to be able to help you. I'm going to give you a couple ways that you can get in contact with me. You can go to my website, www.thecarmanshow.com. That's www.thecarmanshow.com. Or you can call my toll-free number, 877-870-4815. That's 877-870-4815. 4815. You can call my toll-free number, and I will talk with you and see what I can do to help you with your overall situation. Listen, my time is getting ready to end. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's tuned in. I hope you learned a little bit on how to repair your own credit, and we will be talking with you soon on another exciting episode of The Car Man Show, the online edition. And definitely we want to invite people from all over the country to basically reach out to me for help on their car situation. We are coming to an area close to you real soon. So be patient, or if you're not patient and you need help right now, give me a call at 877-870-4815. Or go to my website, thecarmanshow.com. Listen, I got to go, but I always like to end each show by saying, you can with Carman.